Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Kip Stube. Today on Live Talk, the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about challenges faced by Zimbabweans living outside the country and the coming year. But first, a look at what is happening elsewhere. As the heavy fighting continues in Gaza, Israelis and Palestinians are thinking about what will happen in Gaza after the war ends. The Palestinian Authority says it is prepared to take over Gaza. Israel says, on the other hand, the Palestinian Authority cannot have any role. Linda Kretstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
As the fighting rages between Israel and Hamas in Gaza and the death toll continues to climb, the international community is increasingly pressing for a ceasefire. But it's not clear who will eventually take control of Gaza and its 2.2 million people, many of whom lived in poverty before the war began.
It doesn't seem to me that there is even consensus among the U.S., Israel, the regional Arab country, the international community on what to do with Gaza after the war. Who's going to be ruling Gaza?
U.S. President Joe Biden has said he would like to see a revitalized Palestinian Authority, or PA, take control in Gaza once the war ends. But according to polls, 80 to 90% of Palestinians disapprove of the PA and its 88-year-old leader, Mahmoud Abbas. It is seen as corrupt and ineffective in the West Bank territory it already controls and incapable of governing Gaza. Nevertheless, some PA officials say they are prepared to return to Gaza 16 years after Hamas threw them out in a bloody coup.
I say that it is the right of the PLO and the right of the Palestinian Authority to return to the Gaza Strip. Am I going to Mozambique? I'm going to my country and my people. And even if it is destroyed, it is my responsibility. But it must be within the framework of a comprehensive political vision that is supported regionally and internationally.
Palestinian analysts say that 17 years after the last parliamentary elections, Palestinians must elect more qualified leadership who can unite them.
You're having the international community look for an administration that can provide the technocratic levels of governance, like health, education, but misses the entire point of the fact that Palestinians want and need legitimate leaders. They want a leadership that can advocate for them, even if you're talking about on a diplomatic stage here or on a diplomatic level. And that is something that is completely missing in these discussions about the day after.
Egypt recently offered a three-stage peace proposal, starting with a two-week ceasefire and the release of 40 Israeli hostages, then the formation of a Palestinian technocratic government to hold elections, and finally a complete ceasefire in exchange for the release of all Israeli hostages, freedom for all Palestinian prisoners, and a complete Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. The Egyptian proposal leaves Hamas intact, which Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has repeatedly said is unacceptable. Some Israeli analysts say the goal of eliminating Hamas is unrealistic.
Hamas, first of all, is an idea before an organization, and Hamas won't be vanished. Even if thousands of Hamas terrorists and their political leaders will be killed during the war, they will still have dozens of thousands of supporters in Gaza and, of course, in other arenas like the West Bank.
Netanyahu maintains that neither Hamas nor the Palestinian Authority can play a role in the future of Gaza, but he has not laid out a plan for the future of the area, and it is not clear how Gaza will be governed or eventually rebuilt. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Some Zimbabweans say their future looks bleak as the country's economic growth is expected to decline to 3.5% in 2024 from 5.5% this year due to anticipated drought caused by El Nino, which will devastate crop yields in the 2023-2024 agricultural season. But some remain positive, saying resilient Zimbabweans will find many ways of surviving under tough economic conditions. Many Zimbabweans say the ripple effects of the drought will be felt in their pockets as the El Nino phenomenon is expected to hit the agricultural sector, which is one of the key levers of the Southern African nation's economy. Economic commentator Richosi Ngwenya of the Common Market for Liberal Solutions says Zimbabweans will suffer next year as there is no solution in sight of fixing the economy.
There is an English saying that says only a fool can do the same thing all over again, repeatedly, and expect different results. Now, this is what I see of the Zimbabwean economy in 2024. You know, the ED Mnangagwa government has been plodding and trouncing the same old path with the same old policies, with the same old game, with the same old players over and over again. The government that lacks depth and creativity, there is absolutely nothing which Zimbabweans can expect in 2024. Because, like I said, there's nothing that shows that this government has an interest in creating anything new.
Freedom Alliance Secretary General Nhlanhla Moses Ncube concurs, adding that President Mnangagwa's government lacks vision to transform the country's economy, which, according to the World Bank, was the fastest growing economy in Southern Africa since 2021.
I think 2024 will not be a better year than any other, considering that the 2023 elections were contested for not being free, fair, and credible. And you also look at the flawed budget, which took us to the Smith regime, where there was a hard tax, if you remember. And then we also have a cabinet that is composed of recycled deadwood. That has been formed, a cabinet of ZANU people that have been there, some of them since 1980.
But ZANU-PF activist Xavier Zwabare, based in the United Kingdom, says the Zimbabwe economy won't tank to the extent of erasing gains made in the past 3 years.
We are looking towards an interesting year for the ordinary people. Of course, as ZANU-PF, we are optimistic that the measures which the Minister of Finance intends to implement will help stabilize the economy, not only stabilize but propel it to greater heights. We are aware of the concerns of most of our supporters, our members, and the general populace in Zimbabwe regarding the economy. Of course, we are also praying, because we are an agro-based economy, we are also praying to God that we have enough rains, that, you know, our dams, which we have constructed over the last few years in the Second Republic, as you are aware, will have enough water so that we can have enough irrigation, enough farming activities to keep the economy going.
For Angiston Sibanda, Director of Afrique Technologies, business executives should plan properly in order to survive in 2024.
What's important as an entrepreneur is to be able to identify opportunities in the midst of the challenges that we are facing, in the midst of adversity, which is what I would encourage fellow entrepreneurs to do. Yes, the World Bank has predicted positive economic growth on Zimbabwe, but the challenges are still there. We have challenges around the liquidity. We have challenge around access to capital. We have challenges around the exchange rate. But what's important is to be able to focus for the future and to be able to strategize around the future.
In its recent Zimbabwe Economic Review update, the World Bank predicted a slump in the economy in 2024 after noting that economic activity accelerated in the country in the last few years despite global challenges. The mining sector is expected to experience a 7% growth next year, down from 8% in 2022 due to rising costs and chronic electricity shortages. Gibbs Dube, VOA News, Washington. Back to our main topic, many Zimbabweans living in the diaspora say they have played a key role in keeping their relatives afloat back home by sending money and other goods. They are doing this despite the fact that they have to look for themselves and their families in countries where they are living. Some of them are struggling to get work and study visas in nations like South Africa. Unlucky ones have been killed in that country by mobs calling for the deportation of undocumented immigrants. Life is also tough for those that don't have proper immigration papers in Britain, the United States, and other nations. What has life been like in 2023 for Zimbabweans living in the diaspora? And what are they facing in the coming year? Please stay tuned. We're taking a brief break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And for those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Today we are discussing challenges faced by Zimbabweans living in the diaspora. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by Mr. Velempini Ndlovu, a legal practitioner based in South Africa, and Ms. Nomthandazo Komazana, a businesswoman living in Mumbai. Welcome to the program, Mr. Ndlovu and Ms. Komazana.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dube.
Thank you very much. Let's start with you, Mr. Ndlovu. So we see that many people are facing serious problems in South Africa, you know, people that are living in the diaspora. Just give us a rundown briefly of what the challenges have been in 2023 for most Zimbabweans.
For most Zimbabweans, the challenges have been the uncertainty as to their future, like you've said before, because what's happening is things are bad at home in Zimbabwe. They continue to be bad with the drought. We saw a lot of livestock dying there because of the current drought, which is there caused by the El Nino. And then things that are happening now is that in South Africa, generally, the unemployment is very high. It's upward to around 45%, and it's harder for people who are coming from outside because the locals are now clamoring for jobs from every sector. We saw the trucks, the truck industry, the truck drivers, most of them faced a lot of intimidation on the roads, and some trucks were even banned. And like you said, even people who were accused of being criminals, if you're accused of being a criminal in South Africa, then people, they don't wait for the police to come and get you. What they do is they just take you and then they ban you using the petrol and the tire. So things are just really, really, really not going very well for a lot of people because of unemployment. And then at the same time, whatever little money that you get, you've got to share with the families which are back home in Zimbabwe. So yeah, there have been a lot of challenges from the thing that we saw where ZTP, it was uncertain as to what is going to happen right until November when the minister extended for 2 years. But even that is also not even secure because we don't know what process is going to be followed in January. It's only going to announce in January what's going to happen. So there have been a lot of challenges, especially knowing that if you are a Zimbabwean staying here in South Africa during the December holidays, you've also got to go home. And when you go home there, you've got to have enough money to cover your costs while you're on the way there and while you are there and on coming back again. So, yeah. It's a lot of challenges, and the Zimbabwean government has not done anything to make any things better. They've actually done other things like increasing the passport to say from next year it's going to be $200, and then later on they revised it a bit down by saying it's going to be $150. Now that's quite a lot of money for someone who's getting maybe $3,000 or $4,000 a month to be able to afford that passport. That's why there will be a lot of people when they're coming back from Zim who will have to cross the border using the river, and there in the river there are hippos and also there are crocodiles. So it's going to continue being bleak. In the future, it's not certain for a lot of people who are not in what are known as professional jobs, which is the majority of the Zimbabweans in South Africa.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. See you, Ms. Nomtandazo, in Nkomazana, in Mumbai. How are you there?
I'm very well, thank you, Baba Dube. Kunjani?
Nisiyaphila kakhulu. Kunjani kula ngapho? Njalo 2023 ube njani? Kuwe njalo 2024 ubona zani uzabe njani?
Ngapha Dube, isikhathi samakhaza somkando. Kodwa kungani kuphuzile ukubanda kwakhona kwawo. Sekubanda manje, kufanele ukuthi ngabe ngoNovemba ngabe sigqoka amajesi. Kodwa manje hayi sesicima amafeni nje kuphela, akukathi nje. U-2023 Baba Dube, usinikeza amacebo, gave us a quite of idea to actually leave ekhaya ukuthi sisurvive ekhaya. So u-2023 mina ube yimfundiso, especially thina ama-small scale business people, ekutshintsheni isimo esisekhaya. Manje sithi esisekhaya ngitho for our immediate families. So sisuke saba namacebo okuthi ngiye ku-another level in terms of money generating projects, in terms of supplying abantu abasekhaya ngama-ideas ukuthi singasurvive kanjani, especially intanga nabakhulayo abangela into yokwenza okwamanje. And ngikhangelela ukuthi u-2024 maye ukuthi ama-ideas lawana engiwadishe out engaba implemented, hayi kuzophileka dobe. Ngoba ikakhulu iningi lethu sikhala ngokuthi asila mali yokuqala lokhu, asila into yokuthi sithenge lokhu ukuthi siqale ibhizinisi. Kodwa there are some places, especially abanama-natural resources. Ngingafaka i-example yedinga ngokwayo ngoba iseceleni komfula. Singathola ukustatha ibhizinisi esiyikhiphileyo esandleni. Kunezinye izinto esingazi-implementa, ama-ideas esingawa-implementa ukuthi siqale ibhizinisi. Liyaqala lilincane, kodwa hhayi siyakhona ukuthi sithole nje size sikhone nje ukuthi siyenze ibhizinisi elikhulu. Ukuthi esikhathini esiningi we think within our boxes, asiphumi khathana ukuthi sibone ukuthi kungayenzakalani uma singayenza 1, 2, 3. Mm-hmm. So sithi u-2024 ngikhangelela ukuthi isimo sitshintshe, sizotshintsha kahle, especially for mina cause imuli abe intanga esekhaya laphana, my surrounding place, I have quite a handful of ideas ukuthi singasizakala kanjani.
Yeah, we are siyakuza kakhulu ke. Stay on the line. We've got Miss Cindy Sospanda, who is a cultural activist based in Havaron. Welcome to the program, madam. So tell us a bit about 2023 in Havaron there. Did you find any challenges, and what do you think about 2024?
u-2023 ugijime kakhulu nge-speed esinyade singananzeleli ngasho ukuthi umnyaka usuphelile. Silokhu sithatha umnyaka uyaqalisa 2 minutes sesibona umnyaka nanku usuphelile. But into eziningi zihambe kuhle, we managed to accomplish into eziningi kakhulu ku-2023. Kuke nje kwaba le ndleko eziningi, sibona i-escalation yentengo ezitolo yiyo into ekade ngani ihlukumeza abantu kakhulu, ngoba intengo zezitolo especially ukudla yikho kade kukhwela, and I think ukukhwele okuningi kwakhona 3 times the original price esivele siqale ngayo ngo-January. Khathesi izinto sezikhwele kakhulu. Abantu aba-affected kakhulu ngabantu abaphila ngento esingayibiza sithi ngesilungu yi-salary. Abantu abaziphilelayo ngokuzenzela amabhizinisi amancane yibo abantu abangani kade bephila ngcono, ngoba bathola imali ngesikhathi sonke. Kulalo omelela inyanga ukuthi phele aze athole imali, yibo ababe-affected kakhulu.
Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu ubamba khonapho ungayi ndawo. So we are seeing that there are some people who are actually sending us messages on our Facebook platforms. We've got, let's see, Elias Chibaba who says, now zechokwadi maita zenyu. So maita, uthi uyabonga, eh? So that's siyabonga kakhulu uthi uthumeze imessage naleyo. Kuzobuya njalo Shadrack is saying, can I join the show right now? And then we've got Gilbert who also wants to join the show. So Shadrack is saying, Mr. Dube and others, how are you during the festive season? So let's go back to Mr. Velempini. So Mr. Velempini, okay, let me take a caller first to Ulubaba or Gilbert. Gilbert, how are you, sir?
I'm okay, Baba. No fara, and how are you doing?
Right, no fara. So, Kisumuzi, Magai Tamba Seiba.
Kisumuzi, and some members of Nakasumu South Africa.
Inda. Oh, yeah, your line is a bit hazy. I don't know what's going on, but can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah, okay. So tell us a bit about 2023. How was it?
2023 was difficult, especially the past year. That was community year. That was very difficult.
We'll call you back in some few seconds. So I think your phone is a little bit hazy. So let's go back to Mr. Ndlovu, Velempini. So looking at 2024, Mr. Ndlovu, so you said there could be challenges ahead. So how are people going to, tackle those challenges?
The challenges, they're going to have to just live in hope, like hoping that things will get better, because as things are, there's currently for those in South Africa, there's currently a white paper that was put out by the Department of Home Affairs for people to make comments on, and what's concerning is that a lot of people are unaware of that process, that they're supposed to comment on that white paper, because whatever comments are going to be put there, they are also going to affect the final outcome of that white paper on immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in January, the first few days of January, we're going to be told exactly how people are going to renew the permits for the 2 years. And then, keeping yourself informed is what will make you to be able to tackle the challenges better, because a lot of people lack information and then they are unable to change their situation. Because South Africa, in as much as it's got challenges, it also has opportunities. But a lot of people don't get those opportunities because they don't get information. So if they keep themselves with information, then they'll be better able to face the challenges that they face. Like one speaker actually said, maybe people should move away from looking at employment and try to start businesses, because if you are running a business, it's actually much better to than waiting for a salary, because as we all know, the salaries are never going to be enough.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. And Nkomazana, Nkomazana. So ke okhakelele ukuthi uza kuthola ngo 2024 kuyini? Says abanye bazithi mina nza vulela ibhizimusi kumbe ngizathengela ugogo inqola kumbe ngizathengela umama indlu into njalo. Bona zani uzenzani?
Sifanele sikukhangelele. Kufanele ukuthi sikwenze ukuthi i 2024 ibe enhle owamanje. Ukuthi sifanele ukuthi siphume from our comfort zone. Kufanele ukuthi siphose amehlo above the horizon, sibone ukuthi kune enfuna sidinge amacebo, sikhulume nabantu, we must interact and connect, sibone ukuthi ama ideas abanye abantu anjani and kungaphumelela kanjani. Into esifanele siyenze 2024 kahle kahle especially if singaphuma.
Mm-hmm.
Singaphuma endleleni singena emgwaqweni le encane sibone ukuthi kosibani bani kwenzakalani, uma yikuthi nabantu abasediaspora abanama-ideas. Let's talk to people, asikhulumeni nabantwini, asikhulume nabantu, si-look for ideas, see what we can do ukuthi to better our lives using the resources, the little resources that we have. Ngoba kahle kahle iZimbabwe indawo e-rich kakhulu. We've got so much wealth that ngabe asikhalikhali nge-corruption eyenzakalayo la eZimbabwe. Ngabe iningi lethu alikho eGoli. Ngabe sonke sisekhaya. Ngabe asikho lapha eMumbai, e-India.
Ukuthi
sisuka sibheke endawane eyi-one encane. Kufanele ukuthi siphume nje. Let's explore.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Miss Sibanda, phosela ukugcina mama. Miss Banda Sindiso, posele ukuqhina nxa usakhona ecingweni.
Ye, ngokubona kwami mina u-2024 kuzaba ama-changes esiwakhangeleleyo ebantwini, ngoba abantu abaningi especially laba kade abasebenzayo, njengoba ngitshilo ngephambilini ukuthi abantu ababe-more affected ngabaphila ngama-salaries from hand to mouth. I think iningi labantu sithethi siyavala kathesi nje ngo-December bebevula okungamabhizinisi okuncane encane besenzela ukuthi bathophe apho okuyisalari lokhu abakutholayo. Ngokubona kwami iningi labantu ngomnyaka ka-2024 bazimisele ukuthi babe ngosomabhizinisi abazimeleyo bodwa kulokuthi bajekwe yikuhola isalari every month. Kule mpumela engcono, ngoba nxa izinto zikhwela ezitolo, wena ngapha usebenza i-side hustle yakho, uyabe ukwazi ukuthi uzakwanisa ukuphila ngcono. Nxa izinto zikhwela ezitolo, akutsho ukuthi ama-salaries akhwela every now and then. Akhwela maybe kanye ngomnyaka kumbe kanye ngemva kweminyaka emibili. Ngiwumbono wami endilawo lo.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Thank you very much. And your last word, Mr. Ndlovu, 10 seconds.
Okay, I 10 seconds. I would just like to wish everyone a more prosperous 2024.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Ndlovu. That's Mr. Velimpini Ndlovu. He's an attorney, you know, working in South Africa. He's a Zimbabwean. And then we also had Ms. Cindy Suspanda, who is a businesswoman based in Botswana, in Gaborone. Then we had Nomthandazo Nkomazana, another businesswoman based in Mumbai, India. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., signing off saying good night.